When it comes to your retirement, your money matters. Text CHECKLIST today to 800-454-1184. That's CHECKLIST to 800-454-1184.
Welcome to our show where we talk about retirement planning with Eric Heckman. Eric is right here in Silicon Valley, and he's been helping people have remarkable retirements for over 30 years now. So he is a certified financial planner here to guide you. His goal is to help you weather most any economic storm. And right now, we're in the fourth quarter of the year. Can you believe that? We are headed towards the end of 2021, and now's the time for savvy strategic investors like you to take action. And what we mean is creating a tax-efficient, inflation-adjusted income strategy now so you can stay ahead of the game later. And Eric's going to be explaining how to do just that today on our show. Here's the phone number you need to remember, 800-454-1184. 800-454-1184. You may call that number for a complimentary appointment. And also you can call for a 15-minute phone call if you'd prefer that. Maybe you have a specific question. Again, complimentary. And find us online anytime at wealthcreatorradio.com, wealthcreatorradio.com. Eric, hello to you.
Hey, Luann. It's good to be talking about what you should be doing now, and you know, with especially with the tax laws changing, it's not just normal year-end, but it's added year-end pressure of what's the new rules going to be, and we may not know until the very last minute of the year.
Yeah, so sometimes that happens. Yeah, lots of added pressure right now. So let's just talk about maybe what we should be doing for our end-of-year checklist. What is it that you go through with your clients as you prepare them for 2022?
Well, there's always a couple things. Obviously, required minimum distributions are back. And so that's if you're 72 and up. That's when you have to, even if you don't want to, you have to, by law, take money out of your retirement accounts. If you don't, it's a 50% penalty, 50. So
big.
You don't want to mess that penalty, mess that up. So if you don't take out your $20,000, it's a $10,000 tax penalty. Not pretty. So that's one that we make sure that everybody's either done or about to do. The other one is Roth planning. So the easiest way to think about it is, well, I guess if you think, was it teeter-totter or seesaw, depending on where you grew up in the country, right?
Yeah.
And, if your tax brackets right now are the same or lower than they're projected to be in retirement, then you should be doing a Roth conversion. If they're higher right now and they're going to retire in a lot lower bracket, but you have to make sure you have that math right, then no, don't do a Roth conversion. So for a lot of times, for a lot of clients we have, they may have like 10 or 20 or 30,000 before they level out that teeter-totter, that seesaw of that tax bracket. And so if we can go take some of that money, pay the tax today, and then have all that money grow tax-free for the rest of their life, wow. I mean, that's a ton of extra money there that they're going to have. So, that's kind of the biggest things that we're looking at. And also, I think really the other item now that people need to be thinking about more and more is what's your risk level today? Because with the market run up so much and everything going up so high, once this thing changes, which is probably sooner than later, then what? How much risk did you accidentally all of a sudden take? Because you may have said, hey, I only want, say, 20% in one category. And maybe that's 25 or 30% of your assets now. And then you didn't rebalance, market crashes, and then you're wondering, how did I lose so much? Well, that's because you didn't rebalance. Time to be thinking about that too.
Rebalance. So they're all R's, RMDs, Roth planning, and then look at your risk level and rebalance it. I got to ask you though, real quick, did you say teeter-totter or seesaw?
I usually say seesaw.
Seesaw, so. Yeah. I think I said teeter-totter when I was little. I don't even know what that means, but but anyway. All right. Would this be a good time now to be discussing a strategy to claiming your Social Security benefits too?
Well, yeah, sometimes that can really depend. Like last year, actually, I had a client, she was turning her full retirement age in August last year, but she had had a big capital gain. She'd sold a house earlier that year. And so what we did is we said, well, here, let's wait till January to turn on your Social Security, but turn it on for August. So Social Security allows you to go backwards 6 months and turn on your money. So she didn't actually lose any money, but she just got a big old check, you know, in January of the following year. But that threw all that taxable income now into the following year and didn't raise her bracket for the previous year. So, you know, there is some times where, you know, maybe you want to turn it on now, or maybe you want to postpone it depending on, you know, which year has a higher income or lower income, you know, type of situation. So, you know, something to be thinking about anytime you're talking about turning on Social Security.
What about some moves to consider before the end of 2021 if we're worried about all these potential impacts that the tax increases that are being proposed right now could happen?
I mean, I think that's a big part of that's, you know, obviously doing Roth stuff like we were talking about, you know, that can help. You know, one of the proposals is, or a lot of the proposals really hitting 400,000 and 450,000 married income levels. So, you know, if you're at that level or above, you might want to, you know, sell some stocks and, you know, exercise some capital gains now. There's things like opportunity zones or donor advised funds. There's lots of different tools you can use to maybe mitigate some of that tax. But what you want to do is maybe have some of that tax now, because one of the proposals, at least from the House side, was to really jack up rates again, you know, like up to 25% if you're over that limit, you know, and you're going to have some other things hit. So, you know, those would be, I think, the biggest things to be looking at is, you know, really how much more can you get into the Roth side of the world? And then, of course, how much, you know, if you're over those income limits, you know, how do you take some of that tax hit now and move it on? And, you know, so one of the things that we do here at Heckman Financial is we actually create a whole process called the Blueprint to Worry Less Wealth. And the reason why we call it the Blueprint to Worry Less Wealth is we'll actually show you, here's how you build out this plan. Here's what path you're on today. And we'll go over some things like, you know, income, how are you going to have income for the rest of your life? When should you turn on that Social Security? What's the best times? How do you make sure you don't lose some of that money from Social Security that you could be getting? And then we're going to talk about the investments. How are those allocated? What risk level do you have? What's your risk score? Where should those be positioned for income and such? And then look at the taxes. Of course, taxes, income, investments are all heavily tied into each other. So, you know, how do you make sure you have not only the right investment asset allocation, but the right tax allocation with your investments? Because if you have a highly taxable asset, you want to have it in the right type of tax category. And then look at healthcare before 65, post 65, long-term care, all those things, and legacy. So there's a lot to be looking at in those five areas. What we do is we set up a phone call with people just to find out what's going on, you know, find out your situation. And then from there, if you want to proceed, right now we've been waiving our $1,500 planning fee. So again, there's no cost, no obligation. All you have to do is leave us a message. You know, just leave us a message on our voicemail there and we'll get back to you. So all you have to do is give us a call at 800-454-1184. You can also text the word visit. So you can text the word visit or give us a call, 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. Or you can book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
So gosh, Eric, there's so many things to be thinking of right now with all the changes up in debate in Congress. Should we be holding off on any financial decision making, or are there some things we could still take care of regardless of what Congress decides?
Well, no matter what, the rules of the game are always going to be changing with Congress. So if you wait for them to get around to doing stuff, you may be very old and gray before you've got your plan set up, right?
So, yeah.
You know, I mean, I think everybody should be, you know, saving, you know, making sure you're saving that 15 to 20%, you know, have that money built up. And really, I think right now, more critically, is just we've been on such a long run. And if the Fed stops printing money and giving money away, you know, on a daily basis, then the market's going to slow down a lot. And what's that going to mean to you? Well, that's to me the more critical aspect. So, you know, again, if you want to actually get a checklist for your retirement, that's something we can actually text to you. So if you want to just text the word checklist to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word checklist, 800-454-1184, or request it online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Have you done your homework yet? Yes, I'm talking to you. Have you done your homework yet? Just like mom always made you finish your schoolwork before playing, you have some homework to do before playing in retirement. This assignment is called Finding the Income Gap. Once you know that, Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial and Insurance Services can help you with the rest. To start your assignment, just text the word income to 800-454-1184 to get your complimentary copy of Eric's Guide to Building the Income Bridge for Your Retirement. This Income Bridge Guide will show you the three simple steps you can take to create income in retirement. By the time you're done with it, you'll be able to easily calculate how much income you need for your retirement plans, so you can enjoy the financial independence you've worked so hard for. So to get this complimentary report, text INCOME to 800-454-1184. Text the word INCOME to 800-454-1184. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
You're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Lou Anne Fulmer. Thanks for joining us. So we know interest rates are near low record levels right now, so it can be a little alarming for people in retirement. It's great for people who are buying homes, things like that. But, you know, you think, I should just put my money in an envelope or stash it under a mattress and I'll be fine, you know, make just as much money as it's making at the bank. But a Missouri man, Eric, learned the hard way that there is another risk with stashing cash around your home. Mice ended up eating some of his savings. So he went to get his money and there were holes in it. His bank, I guess, was able to reassemble the bills. He was reimbursed by the U.S. Mint for about $1,000. So he got lucky. I didn't even know they would do that. So I want to talk about how low interest rates are frustrating and how they can impact our retirement savings over time.
Yeah. So, you know, the low rate environment we've been in was been there for what, a decade now and or more, and then of course with the COVID crisis it dropped even lower, and the Fed's supposedly going to keep it down until 2023. So it's no time soon are we going to be going back up. And so what does that mean? Well, it means investing in bond funds is going to be awful, because rates are either going to suck for a while and stay low, and then when the rates finally go up, the bond values will lose money. So that's not so great. Savings accounts at banks and places like that, you know, if you go to online savings accounts, there's a few companies out there that are paying, you know, maybe 1 to 1.5%, but still that's, you know, nothing, right? And then, of course, the 10-year treasury has been riding around 1% or so also. So there's a lot of places where you can barely make anything. And so that's when a lot of times you have to be a little bit more creative. I mean, you do still want to have money in an emergency fund, right? You still want to have something that has 3 to 6, you know, months of savings there for expenses. But once you go beyond that, don't leave it in some place that's not earning anything. That's when you got to start changing how you're behaving and what you're going to do with that money. And, you know, that's when you really need to move it into something that's going to be better long term. And, you know, a lot of times that's where insurance companies are coming in with a lot better products. And often, you know, it sounds funny, they're paying 300% more, right? Because 3% compared to 1% is 300% more. So it's not that much more, but it is still a lot more over time for sure.
So the Feds are saying they're going to keep the rates this low until about 2023. So how are you helping your retirees navigate right now through this low interest rate environment?
Yeah, well, like I said, you know, there's three types of money that everybody should have. And so there's the market money, which is the risk stuff, right? And stocks and bonds. Then there's foundational. And usually when people talk about low interest rates, we're talking about the foundational money. You know, that's stuff that's guaranteed. So that's either insurance companies and banks, you know, credit unions or the U.S. Treasury. Banks and the U.S. Treasury and credit unions are all right around 1% or lower. So that only leaves insurance companies, and they can be a great source for having some extra money, you know, especially for your retirement dollars. I mean, you can earn just about 3% for 5 years. There's other ones that are indexing with the market, but they don't have any risk of losing principal. You know, those ones on over time should go between 3% and 7%, and most clients I've seen have averaged around 5 or 6 or somewhere around there. Obviously, it varies. You know, then there's also steady income money, which is in between guaranteed and market money. This is stuff that's not daily traded in the market typically. It's stuff that's often real estate or debt funds or something like that. And most of those are paying 5% to 7%. And so, again, it's what are you looking for? What's the goal for that money? When do you need the money back? And then that's when you should be figuring out where to put the money, not the other way around. And sadly, a lot of people don't realize that. And, you know, so that's why we've come up with the way to help people, you know, figure out all these different things. And, you know, one of the things that, you know, you can actually do on our website is you can take a risk score and you can actually find out what your risk score is. It's a number from 1 to 99. And then we can actually compare it to your portfolio. And, you know, if you get that free risk, you know, risk assessment, it tells you, okay, am I on the huge roller coaster that's going crazy and flipping and spinning and stopping and going forward and backward and all that stuff? Or am I on the little baby roller coaster or somewhere in between? But what you do need to know is you need to know before the crash, before all this market mania goes away, what's going to happen and where are you going to be left when all these things start going back to normal. So again, that's the time is now to figure that out, not after it's already happened, because it's already happened by then. So if you want to give us a call, we can help you with that. And or you can even go online and do it online too. So either way. But yeah, give us a call, 800-454-1184. If you want to set up a time just to do that free risk score and analysis. Again, 800-454-1184 or online directly to wealthcreatorradio.com.
And we thank you for listening. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Luann Fulmer. Eric is here to guide you. So, Eric, you can find a lot of articles about retirement planning, you know, that talk about all those guidelines, like the 60-40 portfolio rule or the 4% rule, things like that. Could you explain why, with today's economy and these low interest rates, we maybe should think twice before relying on these basic rules of thumb?
Well, so the 60-40, what is the 40 to refer to? It refers to bonds.
Uh-huh.
And so bond funds are, you know, these are debt from typically companies or could be governments, and they're paying you back interest. You know, there should be, you know, if they loan you, if you're borrowing money and you pay it back, there shouldn't be any gains or losses on it. But most of these bonds are tradable. So that means as rates change or go up and down, you may have a gain or loss also. And a lot of these bonds are often quite long, you know, 10, 20, 30 years. So yeah, if interest rates change, then you can have losses on those. The other thing too is if you're one of those target date funds in like your 401k or something where it's the, you know, whatever, the 2030 or 2040 fund, those funds by definition are some sort of mix like that, where they have so much in stocks and then so much in bonds. And as you get closer to that age, they have more and more in bonds. So your portfolio isn't as volatile. But the problem is those aren't going to earn much. I mean, last year they all did very well because of the rates dropping down. Well, when the rates drop to zero, they ain't going to go lower, right? So they're already at the bottom. So you can't go lower than what they are now. So that means the only possible solution is having them go back up at some point way down the road and you'll have losses. So yeah, I think right now is probably one of the most dangerous times to have over-reliance on bonds. But you also don't want to take a ton of risk. And the reason why people do bonds is they're lower risk. So that's when you have to start looking at foundational money type of stuff, steady income monies. You need to look at stuff outside of normal market funds to really, really take care of yourself.
Eric, you mentioned how people can go to your website and do their risk score, take the assessment and figure out what their risk score is. So investing in the markets does seem like a good way to try to generate income. Okay, they're probably going to get higher returns than just, you know, the interest rates in the bank. But I want to talk about the risk that is involved in investing. Should retirees still have a portion of their retirement assets invested in the market?
Yeah, you have to have money growing always. I mean, you know, you're either growing or dying, as the saying goes, right? And, you know, so you don't want your money to be dying, definitely not before you do, right? So so you still want that. But yeah, you do want to mitigate the risk, because the part that a lot of people who are working don't fully get is, you know, you hear this mantra of, oh, just hang in there, wait till the market comes back. You can't do that when you're retired. When you're retired and you need that check next month to pay your bills and get food and do things and all that type of stuff, you can't just wait. And so what happens is if there's a market crash and your money's down, it doesn't matter. You're going to probably need to have some of that money. And legally, you may have to be required by law if you're over 72 to take that money out and pay the tax on it. So yeah, you may not even have the option of not whether or not to touch it. So that's why you have to tone down the risk. And that's why you have to add these foundational steady income monies to that market money. And that's a critical thing in retirement.
So do you think our low interest rate situation right now kind of highlights why it's really important to have a little bit of money invested in the market?
I do, but also the other risk that we run is there's a lot of signs that are pointing to more and more inflation. And if inflation starts coming back up, then that means some of the stocks and other things may not do as quite as well. That's where real estate assets, other things could be inflation protected. So we actually have retirement income strategies. It's a report about how interest rates play a role in your retirement and how that's going to affect you going forward. And yeah, so that's something where all you have to do is text the word income to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word income, 800-454-1184, or go online directly and request it there at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Do you find yourself thinking about your nest egg a lot? You know exactly how much you've saved, but is it all yours? Taxes may be your biggest retirement risk. Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services is hosting a special Tax Savvy webinar. During this webinar, Eric will discuss how recent legislation could affect your 401k or IRA, if a Roth is right for you, and other tax strategies designed to benefit you, not the IRS. Learn how to get your retirement plan aligned with today's tax and market realities. Reserve your spot today for this exclusive webinar. Reservations are required, so RSVP today at wealthcreatorwebinar.com. That's wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Don't pay more in taxes than you have to. wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Heckman Financial and Insurance Services may not give tax advice. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Hi, you're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. Eric is in his 28th year of helping people have remarkable retirements. He's a certified financial planner. He's also a chartered financial consultant. So he will help you and give you solid, independent advice. He has the education behind him to help you in retirement. Now, we know there's always challenges in life. It's not going to change in retirement either. But we can't control things like interest rates, like what we're seeing right now. We can come up with solutions that work around them. So let's talk about potential solutions to this challenge of low interest rates right now, Eric.
Yeah. So again, it always goes back to what's the timeline and when do you need the money, right? Yeah, there's a couple different ways to do this. There's things like, you know, fixed annuities from insurance companies that pay, you know, a lot higher rates than banks. And traditionally, it's been about 1-2% has always been the spread, the difference of, you know, how much more they're paying. So there's a little bit just difference in terms of type of money and such. If you're talking about retirement dollars, there's really no difference. If you're talking about regular dollars, there might be a big difference because one's tax deferred and you can't touch it till 59 and a half. So it may not be as great a deal for people who are younger. And then, you know, there's other things like what I like to call steady income funds, where, you know, these are real estate related or sometimes debt related type funds. And those are usually paying 5-7%. So, you know, there are other ways other than the stock market to get some better interest, to get some better options for you. And really, it's tough to be educated about that. And often some of these deals are things that are not open to the retail investor. So unfortunately, a lot of stuff still in the financial world is not open to everybody. And so, yeah, that's where sometimes talking to somebody like myself can say, hey, here's these funds and here's these options and these opportunities. And yeah, you can get a lot more access than you can on your own. So it's always good to get that information and find out more. And, you know, that's why I always tell people, you know, just give us a call and, mm-hmm. and they can, you know, talk to us and you know, just find out what their concerns are and does it make sense for them.
So you said there's a lot of different options for where we can put our money, but how do you help someone figure out their appropriate course of action, Eric?
Well, the hardest part is about being a financial advisor is people always want to ask you stuff, right? It's like, you know, oh, you're a doctor, you know, yeah,
yes.
Can you, you know, this, you know, the old joke, right? It always hurts my arm when I do, you know, then don't stop doing that, right?
Yeah.
You know, same thing with financial advisors, like, oh, well, you know, what's a hot stock or should I be doing this or that? Or, you know, that's fine for people to ask that. But the hard part is in reality, it's like those dumb drug ads. It's like, ask your doctor about this. And it's like, no, because I have no condition about that. So why am I going to ask my doctor about some pointless condition I don't even have? You know, but they always have to say that, right? And so really what you're trying to figure out is where does this all fit in? And you need to have an overall plan. If you have an overall plan, it's easy to judge whether or not that helps you get there or does it hurt you from getting there, right? So, that's the main thing you want to be looking at is this the right tool for the job or not? And you know, one of the big ones too is when do you need that money back, right? So if this is, you know, say something you want to buy a house with and you might need to do that in a year or two, then you don't want something that's going to be locked up for 5 years, right? So there's simple things like that too that you need to be paying attention to. And along with tax benefits, a lot of them have better tax benefits, but then you're giving them some liquidity. So again, it's always about how does it fit into your overall plan? What's the goal for the asset?
So if someone is buying an annuity, okay, if that makes sense in their situation, how do you help someone find that right annuity for them? Because there's all different kinds of annuities available.
Yeah, I mean, the best ads in the world are those ones where, you know, Fisher Investment talks about, you know, I hate annuities and you should too, mm-hmm. or buyers beware about annuities or don't buy annuities. And you know, well, guess what? They don't sell it. Okay. Of course, you're not going to like a product you don't sell because that's going to take money away from your fees. And so, so why do they not like it? Just because it's harder to scale. It's harder to do a big business with that. So that's not necessarily the client's best interest. And when you look at a lot of these financial studies that colleges have done, they're saying more and more now that there is no way to retire successfully without having some money guaranteed, having some assets guaranteed. So you just don't mess things up, right? So so really, you know, when we're talking about annuities, typically we're not talking about immediate annuities. Those are stuff like the pension or Social Security where you're turning on that money today. Really what we're talking about is these deferred ones, meaning it's just another type of investment, another type of savings tool where you're going to put money and let it sit for a while and percolate and keep getting bigger and bigger, right? And so, you know, the types of annuities you want to usually be looking for, the biggest benefits I think of annuities are guarantee of principal and hopefully good interest. And so there's the fixed kind, which are kind of like a CD, really. They're just going to give you a set interest rate for a set period of time, pretty simple. But the ones that are indexing with the markets, I mean, those can sometimes have double-digit growth years when the market does great. And when the market goes negative double digits, you don't lose a dime. And so those are better than bonds, I think. That's what I use those for. I don't use them to offset the stock market risk. I use them to offset the bond market risk. And, you know, so again, it's whether or not you're using the right tool. Now, if you're using variable annuities, I have no idea why somebody's recommending those. Those just have tons of fees and costs. I would say probably 95% of the time, they're not in the client's best interest. It's pretty rare to find some that are actually in the best interest of the client. So those are the ones that you got to really watch out for, is the variable kind. So, you know, again, that's why we meet with people. That's why we talk to people and set up that blueprint to worry less wealth, where we want you to worry less about your money, worry less about what product and how to earn higher interest, and more about how to have fun and do stuff and enjoy life. So, you know, if that's something you want to take advantage of and just set up a call with us, we'll just kind of go over your situation, see what you're worried about. And then we can actually waive our planning fee, our $1,500 planning fee. And we're just going to give you that actual plan that says, here's what path you're on. Here's your income, your investment, your taxes, healthcare, legacy plan. Whether or not you know you had one, we'll tell you what it is. And then we'll show you, hey, here's some issues you might want to fix. And that's up to you if you want to hire us to do that or if you want to do that on your own. But again, there's no cost, no obligation. So I don't know why you wouldn't want to take the time and really take charge of your financial future. So if you want to do that, just give us a call, 800-454-1184. Again, it's 800-454-1184. Or you can book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
And again, you're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman, where they give you solid financial advice at Heckman Financial. What about other issues like taxes, Eric? Do you think people are aware of the benefits of proactive tax planning?
They should, right? but often they're not. I mean, often most people are reacting and not proactively planning, right? So that's the problem. And so lots of times, you know, like one I see a lot is, especially people who are either retired or getting close to retiring, you know, they may have a lot of money in the bank and CDs and other things, and they don't need the money. They're never going to touch the money. And they're earning a pathetic, you know, 0.5% or 0.1% or something stupid. And they're still paying taxes on that piddly amount of interest that they got. And so, yeah, we've actually got a report, a quick report that we can send you. All you have to do is text the word money to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word money to 800-454-1184 or go online to wealthcreatorradio.com.
This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman, and we'll be right back.
Have you done your homework yet? Yes, I'm talking to you. Have you done your homework yet? Just like mom always made you finish your schoolwork before playing, you have some homework to do before playing in retirement. This assignment is called Finding the Income Gap. Once you know that, Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial and Insurance Services can help you with the rest. To start your assignment, just text the word income to 800-454-1184 to get your complimentary copy of Eric's Guide to Building the Income Bridge for your retirement. This Income Bridge Guide will show you the three simple steps you can take to create income in retirement. By the time you're done with it, you'll be able to easily calculate how much income you need for your retirement plans, so you can enjoy the financial independence you've worked so hard for. So to get this complimentary report, text income to 800-454-1184. Text the word income to 800-454-1184. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Hi, this is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. Eric is president of Heckman Financial, where their mission is to get you to and through a worryless wealth retirement. Eric comes up with the strategies to help retirees in all kinds of things. It could be minimizing fees, lowering your tax costs, all the things that you worry about, because he wants to help you worry less in retirement. All right, Eric, it's time for us to dig into some mailbag questions, okay?
Yep, sounds great.
Okay, here's the first question. I just found out that I'll be receiving around $100,000 from a life insurance policy after my grandpa passed away. I'm stunned by the amount because I really didn't expect it. So I have two questions, Eric. What should I do with this money? That's number one. Number two, I really want to be able to do something like this for my own grandkids one day. So how can I make that happen?
Yeah, I mean, life insurance is one of these things that, it's probably always bashed just because the way it historically was sold, right? You know, you always get the image of the insurance guy in Groundhog Day movie.
Oh, yeah.
You know, where he's every day, you know, over and over trying to sell Bill Murray something. And, really, it can be one of the best financial tools out there for passing tax-free money. So first and foremost, that $100,000, if you get that from life insurance, it's 100% tax free.
Yeah.
It's all your money. So
yeah,
that's nice. So, had that been an IRA, well, then you would have gotten like 65, right? So that 100 is 100. And, you know, so obviously that person should be trying to put it away for their own retirement, making sure they've got enough saved up. But, you know, in the same time frame, they could actually be taking an overfunded life insurance. There's a couple different ways. One's to, if you're trying to maximize legacy, you just get a policy that's a minimum premium that's lasted all the way to age 100. Or there's another technique of max funding a policy for cash value, so you get income. So say, like, maybe you take that $100,000 and put $10,000 a year into a life insurance policy. Well, depending on your age and time frame and stuff, I mean, that could be paying out several thousands, if not even $10,000 or more, tax-free, you know, through loans from the life insurance for the rest of your life. So, you know, it's something that can be really done well. Obviously, you have to be insurable. Obviously, you got to have some, you know, some timeline to make that work. But, it is something that can be there. And then whatever's left over on the death benefit would, again, then go to their either children or grandchildren. So, yeah, it can be a great, great tool. Also, by the way, if somebody does want to ask us a question, they can just go to either Facebook or Twitter, and it's the @ #1 Wealth Creator, so 1 Wealth Creator, and that's how you can reach out and get a hold of us.
Awesome. And that's on Facebook then, and also
Facebook or Twitter. Same handle.
It.
Yeah, 1 Wealth Creator.
Okay, 1 Wealth Creator. If you have your own questions, my goodness, you could do that and get an answer that way. That's nice. All right. We are reaching into the mailbag here and getting some common questions that a lot of us are wondering about. And here's one here. It also has to do with insurance, Eric. This one says, if we have a good amount of life insurance and about $800,000 in a 401k and a long-term care policy already set up, do you think we're okay for retirement?
Well, the tough part is, how much do you need to live on? Right? Mm-hmm. So, having money in the bank's great, but money is pointless in your retirement accounts or any place else until it turns into income, right? You know, it's just like saying, hey, I've got a lot of equity in my house. Well, unless you're renting it out or selling it, you know, it doesn't do you any good today, right? So what we need to do is figure out, okay, well, what is that monthly amount of income do they need? Well, if they need to say they need $8,000 a month, and you know, you multiply that out, that's about $100,000 a year. $800,000 in a 401k is not going to last long unless they have a lot of Social Security income or maybe a pension or other things. So again, it's a hard question to ask, and that's really why we've, you know, built our planning process around, you know, looking at how do you build out that income plan, because number one fear everybody has, of course, is just running out of money, right? Mm-hmm. You're, you know, 80 years old and having to go, you know, say welcome to Walmart or whatever type of thing, right? So you don't want to have to go out to work because you have to. You want to do it because you want to do it and want to have fun. So you want to make sure that income lasts. So the first thing that we do when we're working with our clients is we sit there and we create that income plan so we know how much and how long will that money last. So not only how much can I spend on an inflation-adjusted basis, but also, is it going to last until I'm 75 or 95? Because big difference between those two. And then, you know, how should I claim Social Security? All those kind of things are, of course, all tied into income. And what risk level, you know, they're talking about that $800,000 in the 401k. Well, what risk level is that? If all of a sudden the market drops 20 or 30%, you know, then what happens? You know, then also the taxes. Of course, if it's 401k money, it's all taxable. So how do we pay that tax on the way out? And then look at the health care. Is that long-term care good enough, or is it going to be raising rates all the time? And then lastly, legacy. You know, do you have all the beneficiaries set up the right way? Is, you know, everything going to the next generation the way you want it to with the least cost? So, you know, what we do is we actually first set up a 15 to 30 minute phone call with people. Just ask them, hey, what's going on? What's your situation like? Sometimes it may be a quick, easy question, but then sometimes people say, oh, no, I really need to get that plan, that blueprint. You know, so they say, hey, Eric, how do I do this? And so we talk about their situation. And once we get, you know, kind of their background info, then we get, you know, their statements through a secure website. They send that to us. And then we either meet in person or on Zoom. And we go over their situation. And we go over that blueprint, because everybody has their own blueprint. They just don't know what it is. And so that's the problem. So we'll show you what path you're on, and we'll tell you what's issues, what's the problems ahead, what's going right, what's going wrong. And then it's up to you if you want to work with us to help you fix it, or you can choose somebody else, but at least you get that information. And, you know, that's why we do this. And right now we've been waiving our $1,500 planning fee. So again, take advantage of our time, my expertise. You'll actually be talking to me, but when you call up, you just leave a voicemail. Nobody's going to answer the phone because my staff's off on the weekends, just like me. So leave us a message, 800-454-1184. Again, you can actually leave a message, or you can text the word visit to 800-454-1184, 800-454-1184. Or lastly, you can book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
All right, we are going through some mailbag questions for Eric. Here's another one. I'm getting remarried later this year. I have two sons, and my fiance has four kids from her marriage. I don't want to hurt their feelings, but I'm not going to split up my estate six ways. I want my money and my estate to go to my boys, just like we've always planned. But to keep peace, would it make sense to get a separate life insurance policy so her kids can get something after I'm gone too?
Yeah, this happens a lot. So a lot of times when people get remarried, you know, the Brady Bunch seemed like a weird, odd thing. And nowadays it's almost more common than not. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, there's a couple things that you want to do is obviously stuff like IRAs, 401ks, all go pass through via beneficiary. So the easy way to fix that is just make sure your beneficiaries are kept the same. all they have to watch out for 401ks, because your spouse has to be your beneficiary. So, you know, unless they sign off on it. So there are some sticky points on some of those things. Often there's the easy ways to do it is have a his and her trust, or, you know, one spouse trust, one spouse has their own trust, and then you guys have a joint trust or joint assets. And that way, those each all have their own rules of who gets what. Mm-hmm. And lastly, though, you know, the question about the life insurance, yeah, it could be a good way to do it. Depends on the cost and all that. But yeah, as long as you have one that's what they call guaranteed 100 type policy, where it doesn't stop, you know, it doesn't run out. You don't want a term policy because it's only good for a certain term. But if you got one of these guaranteed 100, yeah, that could be a way to leave some money tax free and make sure that nobody's seeing bad stuff about you after you're gone. So, I mean, again, these are all definitely great planning questions. If somebody wants to take some time, just give us a call, 15 to 30 minute phone call. We'll set up that time with you. All you have to do is either give us a call or text the word visit to 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184, or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial, and we'll be right back with the rest of our show. Stick around.
Do you find yourself thinking about your nest egg a lot? You know exactly how much you've saved, but is it all yours? Taxes may be your biggest retirement risk. Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services is hosting a special Tax Savvy webinar. During this webinar, Eric will discuss how recent legislation could affect your 401k or IRA, if a Roth is right for you, and other tax strategies designed to benefit you, not the IRS. Learn how to get your retirement plan aligned with today's tax and market realities. Reserve your spot today for this exclusive webinar. Reservations are required, so RSVP today at wealthcreatorwebinar.com. That's wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Don't pay more in taxes than you have to. wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Heckman Financial and Insurance Services may not give tax advice. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Hi, you're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. Today, Eric is offering to help you with your retirement strategy. This is what he does. Together, you can look at your income, your investments, tax strategies, healthcare planning, and even legacy planning. He would love to help you create a blueprint to worryless wealth. So, Eric, we've come to a time in our show where we take either a financial fail or we take a success story. So today I thought it'd be good to discuss some challenges and risks that are existing in retirements. And you work with retirees every single day. So if you could give us an example of, you know, some people or even one person who's experienced one of those retirement obstacles that we need to learn from.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's not to, you know, laugh at them or no. call them out of them in their error.
Right.
It's more just to say, hey, this can happen to you. And you know, how can we prevent it? Right. And and so really what we're talking about today, it would be there's some challenges around 401k rollovers any really retirement rollover per se. But, you know, when you're leaving from your company plan, there are a couple things that you have to watch out for. I mean, I recently met with somebody who'd rolled all their money over and they had a lot of company stock and they rolled that straight to an IRA, moved the company stock in kind, meaning it wasn't sold. And so what's the problem with that? Well, had they withdrawn the stock at that time, they could have paid tax only on the cost basis of the stock. So say, you know, over the years of working for that company, maybe they averaged $20 a share for the stock and now it's worth $50. Well, had they rolled it out, they would have paid tax on the $20, but the $30 gain would be long-term capital gains where they could take it as they need it whenever they want to. They could even leave it to their kids and it'd be a step up in basis and there'd be no tax due. So, you know, there's a lot of benefits to that. And unfortunately, they didn't even know about it. They didn't get educated. Nobody told them. You know, they're one of these things where, hey, let's do this all online. And lots of times, you know, these programs don't ask that. And then the other problem that they had too is they had some after-tax money in there, which they could have rolled to, you know, where the company, when they paid them out, they said, well, here, we'll just send you the check for the after tax. And they said, well, that sounds cool. You know, well, everybody likes money, especially if it's tax free. But that money could have been rolled over to a Roth IRA and it could have been growing tax free for the rest of their life. you know, if that's something you want to take advantage of and you want to learn a little bit more and get a plan in place, let us help you create that blueprint to worry less wealth. Absolutely no obligation. Right now, we're waiving our fee for radio listeners. So this is something that you can get now, not $1,500, but no cost. Again, if that's something you want to take advantage of, give us a call, 800-454-1184, 800-454-1184, or go online to wealthcreatorradio.com. That's all for this week's show. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week.
When it comes to your retirement, your money matters. Text CHECKLIST today to 800-454-1184. That's CHECKLIST to 800-454-1184.
Information provided during Wealth Creator Radio is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Any tax advice given as part of this presentation is not intended to be used and cannot be used by the taxpayer for the purpose of avoiding tax penalties or promoting, marketing, or recommending to another party any matter or transaction addressed herein. The views and opinions expressed in the program are not necessarily those of the radio station or its sponsors, and they should not construe as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult the appropriate advisor before making any financial decision.